This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
To New York now, where the state's education department says it'll no longer store any student data with a nonprofit called In Bloom. That makes New York the last big customer to drop out of an initiative to track student data that was backed by a number of nonprofits, including the Gates Foundation. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott looks at the implications here on the future of big data.
States and school districts collect a trove of information about their students. In Bloom was created to store and use that data to help those students learn. Paige Kowalski is with the Data Quality Campaign. She says one example might be an early warning system.
We don't need to wait anymore for a child to be a junior in high school before we can take a look back and understand if they're ready to go to college. We can know much earlier.
Like as early as fourth grade. The data could alert teachers and parents when a student is falling off track and allow them to intervene. So what kind of data are we talking about?
It included names, addresses, emails, phone numbers, grades, test scores, disabilities.
That's Leanie Hameson with Class Size Matters in New York. Her group has been fighting to block the state from working with In Bloom over concerns those personal details could fall into the wrong hands or be shared with for-profit vendors. Kenneth Couquier is data editor of The Economist and co-author of a new e-book on big data in education. He says all that information is already out there, but districts are storing it on antiquated systems that are less secure.
In Bloom was the solution to this. Its purpose was to protect privacy.
It's not clear what's next for In Bloom. Of the 9 states initially on board, just Illinois remains as a partner. The state is giving its districts the choice of working with the nonprofit. An In Bloom official says the group is still talking with individual school districts around the country. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
And I'll say in the interest of full disclosure, Marketplace does receive financial support from the Gates Foundation.